Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
All right, welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. It's time to connect with the coach, brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. More for your thing, that's our thing. Here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruce, in your tenure here, we haven't had many of these conversations, you know, coming off of a game like last night. Now that you've had a few hours to kind of process it, where's your head right now as you come into tonight?
Well, we got to fix a number of things, and I think first and foremost, away from the puck, defending. We can't give up as many quality chances as we did last night. We won't be in very many games if we do. You know, that starts with puck management, the offensive zone, reloading, better reads with our high forward when our D step up. And then in our end, the slot coverage, we're not recognizing quick enough, and then we're getting beat to the good ice from low plays. So there's a lot to fix in that area. I think clearly this team's capable of it. We've been a good defensive team for a number of years here. We just got to get back to that mentality.
As a coach, in your experience, I've seen coaches handle losses like that in different ways. And I know it's the first game of the season, but how do you handle it with your team?
Well, I don't know right now, because we haven't been through a lot of these ones with this group. In the past, you know, obviously you go to the American League, you just got to teach and teach and teach. That's part of the drill. But here, it's frustrating because guys know better. Even though we got some younger players, we've got a lot of second-year players that got games under their belt, and we got a lot of veteran guys. So I'm not going to pinpoint one group of players. I think as a whole, we weren't very good. Weren't ready to play. They were much better than us. So as a staff, we got to get our group ready. But as players, we have to understand we're out of exhibition. I call it the summer hockey mode. Like, we just have to realize that we're playing for keeps, and we're just not nearly hard enough on our battles and pucks. And some of that is physical, but some of it is mental and will. And I know we have it in us. We're a very hard team when we need to be. We just got to get back to it.
One of the other things that happened last night was the penalty kill. You know, I think it was 4 goals on the power play. Was it more just a product of the way that the game had gone? And I know that they're talented. I know that they're going to get their chances. But is there anything differently you want to see there?
Well, I think it's a bit misleading in terms of a couple of them. There's a bouncing puck, the second goal. Still don't know what happened. Bounced over both of our sticks right to theirs. And then the entry goal is just a bad goal. Tuka's off his post. So you can't look at those and say, well, we broke down. I think those were just bad goals. And, you know, the one-timers, yes, the 5-on-3, that's tough. You know, you're going to give up something. I think we win the draw, we don't get the clear. That's what we look at. That was an issue last year. Clears, not giving teams second chances. And then the other goal was a misread. We didn't lock off that seam to Ovechkin. Trust me, it's in the game plan. It's not a guy you want shooting the puck. We overplayed the bumper guy a little bit. That's also dangerous. Trust me, they've got a lot of weapons. But the Ovechkin one, we were just out of the seam, and that was just a breakdown by one of our forwards.
Nobody was immune to last night. One guy that I'm curious about, though, is a younger player, is Charlie McAvoy. What have you seen from him so far in camp, looking for him to try to take that next step?
Well, what happens with some of the young guys, a lot of discussion of what type of player they're going to be. Does that player now get out in front of that? And I think in general, Charlie's a great kid and a great player. He's just got to get his feet in the ground and get playing hockey. Good first pass, defend hard, activate when you can, and the game will fall into place for him. That's what I see. He got sick there in China, so he didn't play a lot of hockey. So he's playing a little bit of catch-up. And we have a few guys like that. In fairness, that was the first night with we lose Krug, but with our line, it showed a little bit. We were out of sync. Didn't look organized. Again, that's on us as a staff. It's also on the players to get dialed in here and find it quickly.
On the back end, I think you said that everybody that played last night will play again. You did make some changes. You tinkered with the pairs. What will we see tonight?
Well, we'd like to give the players the opportunity to correct what went wrong last night. I mean, there's a lot of pride in that room, and we know that it's a game that everyone was watching. It's your season opener. You're playing against the defending champs, so this is a measuring stick game, and it didn't work out anywhere near where we expected it to. So we'd like our guys to sort of hit the reset button. Ideally, it'd be nice to get a good practice under your belt, but this is the schedule, and we got to be ready. Buffalo's going to be hungry. They got a lot of new faces over there. It's their home opener, so we don't have a lot of time to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. So that's a little bit of the reasons. Let's get this group back out there and see if we can get it right. It's guys we're going to rely on all year, and so this is step one of that process.
And the last one for you about Buffalo. Hard to evaluate because you haven't seen them play, and they do have a lot of new faces in their lineup. Is this a game that is just more about you?
Absolutely. No disrespect, but early in the year, I think a lot of teams would say that. They're trying to figure out where they are with their own game before they worry too much about the other team. I think Washington is an exception. They returned the majority of their lineup from last year, with the exception of one player. So, you know, for us, we got to find our game and still respect what they do. The Eichel line is always going to be dangerous. We talk about special teams where, you know, where we don't want to get exposed. But in general, I believe it's about us and our puck management, our will to defend, and then take advantage of our opportunities, get to the dirty areas offensively, a lot of things we didn't do yesterday.
Bruce, we appreciate it here. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Sabres are next.